All right, folks, time for another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook here on WXBC. And, man, I love this time of the year. It's hustle bustle.
Oh, everybody's getting ready for Christmas. And I tell you, everybody's busy. I got an easy chicken recipe here, and I got a couple of desserts that you make ahead of time, put in the refrigerator.
Because Lord knows I need desserts right now.
Well, you know, somebody's dropping in. They're just chopping around and visiting and stopping somewhere, or Carolyn or whatever. It's a little early for Carolyn.
I know what I need you to get me this year for Christmas, Sammy.
What's that?
Stretchy pants.
I don't wear any other kind.
I'm going to need a pair.
But, you know, it's just nice to have something you say, oh, don't you want a cup of coffee or a Coke or whatever you want, whatever you drink of choice.
Sure.
I got a couple of pies in the freezer or in the refrigerator, and you get one out, and, you know, it's just nice. And they leave the thing. Boy, she's really on top of it.
Everybody's house I showed up at had something like that. Hey, take note, folks. I'm coming to see you.
Let's do this chicken bake, you know, which is a good thing. You got to have something besides dessert part of the time,
right.
You know. And this is really easy. I'm really into these easy ones, you know, this time of year when everybody's... This is a creamy Swiss chicken bake.
That's good and rich for colder weather.
Right. 4 to 6 boneless, skinless chicken breasts and 6 to 8 slices of Swiss cheese, or you can use mozzarella if you don't find Swiss. 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 1/2 cup of sour cream.
There's a theme here, folks.
3/4 cup... I work for the American Dairy Association. 3/4 cup grated Parmesan cheese divided, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, and 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. You preheat your oven to 375. You pat your chicken dry. And Martha Stewart told me this. You know, if you pat the chicken dry, all these spices and the things you put on top soak into it better.
Really?
And, you know, the chicken feels good because it knows you loved it.
Right. It does make sense.
You pat it dry and place it in a greased 9x13 pan. And add the sliced cheese on top of the chicken breast. And in a bowl, you mix your mayonnaise, your sour cream, 1/2 cup of Parmesan cheese, salt, pepper, and garlic powder. Spread this over the chicken and sprinkle with the remaining Parmesan cheese and bake for 1 hour.
That's just this time of the year. You had me at bake.
Right.
You say, I love an oven on this time of the year.
I know. And it just, you know, that's just something you can fix. You could cook some spaghetti if you wanted to and put it over spaghetti.
That'd be good.
Or you can just have it with a salad or have it with some asparagus or open a can of peas.
That does sound good.
It's
really
just
good.
Really a little quick, you know, you get home from work and even if you don't work. Anyway, whatever you do,
right.
You mix that up and you got to put it in the oven in an hour, you got supper.
It is a busy time, too, so these
it is.
Are easy
Everybody's
recipes.
Busy. You can put this in the oven and wrap a couple of gifts and...
There you go.
Go back or, you know...
Turn on your Bing Crosby and...
Get on Facebook.
Get on Facebook.
Whatever you want to. I'm a Facebook addict, you know. That's the way I keep up with all of you all.
That's the only way we can keep up with anybody, isn't it?
Now I got these two pies. How does this sound? Caramel pecan cheesecake pie recipe.
You're killing me. It's like you know me, Sammy.
It's in the fall or any time of year. This time of year, it's nutty and rich and delicious.
Mm. Fire up that coffee pot.
And it's a snap to make.
Good.
You will use 1 sheet of refrigerated pie pastry. Or you can, you know, you can buy the pie shell, whatever you want to. I like that. That's in the package pretty good. Because then whatever kind of pie pan you got, I got 2 or 3 different kinds, and you got that sheet, and you just put it in there.
Right.
And, you know, when you put it in your own dish, people are not sure you didn't make it.
I'll never
tell. That was in that little tin pan.
That's right.
A package, 8 ounces of cream cheese softened, 1/2 cup of sugar, 4 large eggs, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 1/4 cups chopped pecans, and a jar of fat-free caramel ice cream topping.
Okay.
That's your concession there, fat-free.
I feel better about it already.
And then if you want some more, but you use a jar of it. And then if you want some more to drizzle around it, you can buy another jar.
Because it's fat-free, don't worry about it.
I know. Preheat your oven to 375 and line a 9-inch deep pie plate with the pastry. Trim and flute your edges. See, that's what makes it look like you made it, maybe. In a small bowl, you beat the cream cheese, sugar, 1 egg, and vanilla till smooth. And spread it into the pastry shell and sprinkle with pecans. And in another bowl, or you can wash that bowl if you want to, whisk the remaining eggs and gradually whisk in the caramel topping until blended. See, because that caramel topping was fat-free, so if you put 3 eggs in it, that sort of takes care of that. And pour that slowly over the pecans. And you bake 35 to 40 minutes until lightly browned. And, you know, you can cover your edges if you think it's going to get too brown on the
right.
Edge of the crust. Cool on a wire rack, refrigerate 4 hours or overnight before the slicing. And if you desire, you can garnish it with additional caramel ice cream topping.
If you desire.
It says 6 to 8 servings, but Paul and I aren't sure that we get 8 servings out of it.
I mean, define serving.
Yeah. But that's really good. It's like kind of like a cheesecake, and it's got this caramel topping on it.
Do you ever feel like some of those, like that if you desire, do you ever feel like they're making fun of us?
I really think they are.
You think they're saying, like, if you must,
you know, when I texted Chubbs a while, last week or a week or two ago, if you want to use fat-free, if you desire to use fat-free, you know, if I'm going to go to all that trouble to make it, I'm not going to take a chance on using the fat-free and it not being good.
Amen, sister.
Just eat a smaller piece.
That's right.
If you
That's
feel
right.
so inclined. Then I got a Snickers bar pie.
Which cannot be morally right.
It can't be.
Bring it on.
You know, Lee's, it's sort of like Lee's peanut butter pie. Lee really likes peanut butter pie.
Yeah, with good reason.
I haven't made him one for a while. I need to make him one.
You reckon you can still make those things?
I think I probably can figure it out. 1 1/2 cups Snickers, about 6 bars, finely chopped.
Go ahead and buy 8.
Yeah, because you're probably going to eat one while you're making it. 1 8-ounce container whipped cream cheese. 1 8-ounce container frozen whipped topping. You know, that's Cool Whip. 1 cup of powdered sugar. 1/2 cup of peanut butter. You can use creamy or chunky, whatever turns you on. And a graham cracker crust.
Boy.
And it says there, store-bought or homemade. I see store-bought in my future.
Yeah, I don't see how graham cracker crust can taste any different.
Well,
that's
pretty good when
homemade.
You put melted butter in with those graham crackers that's and right. push them in. I used to make them.
You're right.
In a large bowl or mixer, beat the cream cheese until fluffy and then beat in peanut butter. Once combined, mix in the powdered sugar and whipped topping, stirring till smooth. Fold in 2/3 chopped Snickers and just incorporated in it. Transfer the mixture to the graham cracker crust and top with the remaining Snickers you chopped.
Oh, man.
Refrigerate 3 to 6 hours or until chilled and set and cut in slices and serve and enjoy.
That sounds so good.
That's really good, you know, with a good hot cup of coffee. Or
I thought about you back around Halloween with candy bars. Of course, you and my Anna have been buddies ever since she was born. Folks, when Anna was little, the only person she'd go to at church was Sammy. She would go to Sammy, but she wouldn't go to anybody else. And I've been doing good this year. I've got my waist size is 2 inches smaller than it was this time last year. I'm starving to death. But Halloween kind of came and went, and I love a Twix bar.
Oh, I like Twix.
And I thought, I'm going to have a Twix because we had some on top of the fridge, and Angie ate them all. Well, Anna said, it's okay, Daddy. She said, you've done good. She said, she came and brought me one of the little ones.
Little toy.
And she said, here, Dad. She goes, it's fun size. And I said, sit down, Daddy needs to talk to you.
That ain't fun.
I set her on my lap. I said, honey, I said, they've lied to you. I said, it's not fun size. That's disappointment size. Welcome to adulthood.
Just enough to make you think it's going to be good.
Ain't nothing fun about that.
Oh, I sort of missed that, you know. But Lee didn't like candy when he was little. So we used to take him trick-or-treating. And people would give him coloring books and pencils and little cars and things, because we only went to a few people, you know, it was people that were our friends, and they knew he didn't eat candy. And, you know, I always, when I buy candy to give out, and I don't have anybody comes much, Amanda brought Caroline, and Gabe and Lindsay brought their 2 kids, but they came to the door and they said, I didn't hear them. I must have had the TV on. They did not very loud. I imagine by that time they drug those kids everywhere. I'm sure they didn't stand out there forever and beat on the door. They said, come on, let's go home. But, you know, when I buy candy to give the kids, I try to buy good candy because if there's any left.
That's right. You don't want it to go to waste.
And, you know, we used to get Lee Easter candy, and he didn't eat it much. And so we usually, you know, that was when Russell Stover was really good candy.
Yeah.
That's before I knew about Godiva and Seas and all these other. So I would get, you know, get some good Russell Stover candy and get Lee some toys.
Hey, there's probably people still snacking on Halloween candy while they're cooking Christmas stuff.
Oh, I'm sure there is, because people get so many.
Might still be a few things on hid on top of my fridge. Some of those chewy peanut butter things that tear my fillings out.
Some people will bring their kids Christmas or Halloween candy to the bank, you know, to get it out of the house.
Well, folks, what a fun time of the year. That's Snicker bar pie, Sammy. I don't know. You've written
me
today.
Well, he loves peanut butter pie. I make it. Well, I think I told them about that at Moonlight. Moonlight has peanut butter pie. now, but that's an easy pie to make. And you really make it up to like that, but you don't put the, I'll bring the recipe, but you don't put the Snickers in it.
That sounds so good.
And it is good. I think Moonlight puts a few chocolate chips on top of theirs.
Good for this time of the year. Well, folks, I tell you what, we hope you're eating good, getting your shopping done, enjoying each other, going to parties. If you've got recipes you need or recipes you want to share, email us, SammyQ@BBTEL.com, WXBC@BBTEL.com. Let's go get a cup of coffee and a piece of that pie,
Sammy.
Until next time.
Don't ever trust that skinny cook.